State Wrestling coverage on Q92 from the XL Energy Center, brought to you by Olson Dre Service, Olson Sanitation, Genio Turkey Store, Ag Plus Cooperative, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health, Big Stone Therapy, the Madison Dental Clinic, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Swearable Designs, Jim's Market, Minneota Building Center, Madison Bottling. State Wrestling coverage brought to you by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, American Surplus, Montevideo, Sather Building Supplies, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Boris Crop Insurance, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Western Crop Protection, Prairie Sun Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo and Canby, and Pete's Electric Motor of Minneota. Thanks for joining us for State Wrestling coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. As Team United will be wrestling for the third time today. That was their goal, to go in and wrestle three times. They lost to Casson Manorville in the first match, as you know, 47-18, but they came back and defeated Morav by the score of 42-30. And now they're going to be wrestling Pequot Lakes, who lost their first match to Becker, and then they beat their second opponent, Totino Grace, by the score of 38-21. So Pequot Lakes and Team United have never wrestled, Danny, before.
Yeah, and I could not see the flip of the disc. I was trying to watch it. They're way across the stadium here from where we're sitting, but I'm just going to write us down as the home team, and where we can wait, I guess, till we see who gets the first points and which color it goes up on. But looks like Ben Gunlickson out there. They do not have it up on the board yet who the Pequot Lakes wrestler is.
Well, they have two in the program, Bryce Mike and Trevor Holmberg. Trevor Holmberg with a full record, so I'm assuming that's probably who it is if Ben Gunnison is out.
And shoots in a nice double single, lifts the opponent up, takes him down for a 2-point takedown. And we are going to be the visitors on the board. We're red.
Okay. Right on the edge of the mat. He's done.
They go off the mat here. Off the whistle, Ben chops an arm, takes his opponent down to the mat, trying to ride a leg in here. He's got a nice arm bar.
Trevor Holmberg is the wrestler for them. And he is a eighth grader with a 24-14 record.
And Ben's got him over on his back right now. He's got him in a double arm bar. It slips out. Ben loses hold of it, but he pulls him over the top of his back.
You get 3-point near fall out of that. So 5-0 with a minute and 5 seconds remaining. And he's going to get some more back points.
Yeah, he did a little hip toss, and there's a fall.
At 94 or 54 seconds. So, Ben, as he's done all year long, has started Team United off very well.
Yes, he has.
He's got over 40 wins this year.
Yeah, he has been very, very solid for us. Coaches go up and check in their wrestlers. It'll be Eli Olson coming out for United.
And I'm assuming Parker Zinter for for Pequot. Blake says he's 41-0.
Shoots in on Eli, picks up a single. He's got Eli up in the air and brings him down for a stiff two-point takedown.
Parker Zilter is his name. And he lets Eli go. So they go off the mat, 2-1, he's ahead.
Oh, Eli shoots in on a counter shot there. Zilter made the first shot, and Eli just countered that shot right out underneath, but Zilter was able to catch him in that front headlock and block him off. Now he's got Eli down below him trying to go around the corner. Eli doing a good job of countering that, going both ways.
You got to remember, Eli only weighs 95 pounds against a person that's probably cutting from 120, 25 pounds down to 13.
Yeah, he's done a great job, too, this year. The group kids have really performed. Now they're both up on their feet right out on the edge of the mat. Eli just gives them a little drag, and they go up, step out of bounds. So fresh start in the middle.
Yeah, the one thing about Team United, they're a very close-knit group. Basic individuals. Somebody has a bad day or something, the rest of the team will pick them up.
Right out on the edge of the mat, Zilter tried a little drag, but they were out on the edge. Both stepped out of bounds. Right off the whistle, he shoots in on a double and gets Eli down for a two-point takedown, leading 4-2 now, right? Or 4-1, excuse me.
Yeah, they're right on the edge of the mat, and maybe Eli's trying to get up, and they go off. 18 seconds left in the first period. See if Eli can get a point or two off the whistle.
They're going to have a caution here on
Zilter.
Zilter just jumped the gun there.
Now he goes to the other side. Off the whistle, Eli up on his feet. Zilter brings him back down. Had a good whistle, Eli did. Oh, now Zilter's got, I don't know if he had Eli on his back, but I think just for a one count.
Well, he's going to get 2 points out of that. It must have been a quick one.
Yeah. As the first period is over.
6-1. In favor of Parker Zilter over Eli Olson. Did not see the flip, but Zilter chose down or Eli chose up, one of the two. But off the whistle, Eli gets him in a cradle. He's got it locked up, trying to dig and push him, get him over the top here. He's got that near side cradle locked up, and he's trying to dig in with his feet and rock Zilter over. But Zilter's doing a good job of blocking with his far leg, and they're going to go stalemate.
Okay.
Oh, he had a nice cradle there. He just jumped into that as Zilter tried to do a little stand-up right off the whistle. This time he jumps across to the other side. Started on the right side, jumped across the left side. Now Zilter slides out the side, gets a two-point reversal. Just pulls Eli down over the top.
Leading now 8-1. When they introduce the teams, all three classes are wrestling for third and fifth place. A big ovation by United crowd. So nobody went home, and maybe some came to join them.
Right here, Eli is trying to come out the side. Zilter's got his inside leg wrapped in that Iowa ride, just hanging onto his armpit. Now he reaches across, tries to reach Eli's far leg. Forty-five seconds left here in the second period, and it's going to be a stalemate. So Eli will get a fresh start here. Zilter gets on the right side of Eli this time. Off the whistle, Eli tries a stand-up, gets knocked back down.
Oh.
Zilter throws in a tilt on Eli here, just rolls him right over the top. it's not a threat of a pinning hole, but he's going to pick up an easy 3-point near fall here.
Yep. He did expose his back, but Eli never had a chance to stop him.
No.
Okay, they go off the mat, so it'll be a fresh start. See what Eli does, see what Zilter does, what side he rides from. He's done it from both sides. You got to know how to do these moves from both up and down position, no matter which way they ride on you.
Down to 5 seconds here left in the period. He does another tilt on Eli here. This one a little tighter. The official down watching, but going to run out of time. No, no fall. He slapped the mat. He slapped the mat right at the end of the period. The second official come in on that one. He was on the opposite side, so. But he's going to get another, I think it was a 2-point.
14, it must be a 1-point.
Two point,
yeah. Well, they're starting the third period.
14-1, both on their feet.
Eli was a little upset at the end of the second period. He thought the referee slammed his mat, which he did, but also was told that time had run off already.
Eli is going to get dinged for stalling here. No points awarded yet. That was his first one.
Yep.
He's going to get warned for stalling again.
No, there's 1 point, and that's just
that's the check ball. Good plan, so he doesn't get caught in something, and he just gives up the 5-pointer.
Yep.
So United still leading 6-5 going into 120. We don't know who's coming out yet. Coaches are over at the...
They have a senior, Easton Miller, at... 120 with a 38-2 record. They also have a ninth grader that's 0-0, so I'm assuming it's going to be Easton. Let's say going to bump them up to 126. Is that shocker?
No. Wait until they get it up on the board here. Man number seven, taking long. One of his first matches finally got healed up. And...
Yeah, good for him. Been with the team, there's a quick pin.
What was the name of the wrestler? I did not catch it.
Easton Miller, I'm assuming.
So that puts Pequot Lakes ahead 11-6 right now. Holland Shocker stepping on the mat. They do not have, they got it, Pequot Lakes.
1 Dabble is a ninth grader with a 10-7 record. That's shocker.
Off the whistle, both wrestlers got to grab hands. They're just hand fighting up front here. Dabble tries to shoot down underneath Holland. Holland blocks that off, catches him, the cow catcher. He's got him down underneath him right now, trying to set up that front headlock so he can spin around the corner. Oh, and he does a hip toss. Oh. He's got Dabble on his back. This is pretty tight. Oh, and Dabble gets through, but Holland's going to come up with a 5-pointer out of that, I believe.
Yep.
Or he just got a 2-point near fall. So still
4-0.
Nice quick little move there. Caught Dabble kind of pushing in, and he just grabbed that chin and the one arm and just bumped him with his hip. Put him over onto his back. It was tight right away, but credit Dabble for getting out of that. 40 seconds to go here, first period. Holland is controlling Dabble down on the mat, not letting him get up to his base at all.
Owen Dabble, like I said, is a ninth grader with a 10-7 record.
No, he tries to stand up. Holland brings him back down with an arm. Trying to chop. I'm sure he's trying to bait him for that far side cradle, getting Dabble to stand up. But
now he's working on an arm bar.
Five seconds to go here, first period. Got the leg wrapped up, trying to tilt him quick. No points awarded. So 4-0 at the end of the first period. It was Holland's choice. He defers.
Dabble chooses down. Off the whistle, Dabble tries to sit out. Holland with a deep waist arm. Trying to, he likes that far side cradle. Yeah,
he's, get it. He's sitting on that left ankle, just trying to keep him stretched out so he can ball up with the head in the, or the right ankle and ball up with the left leg here, but I'm assuming they maybe have watched us a little bit too in the prior matches and saw that he likes a cradle, so probably have warned Dabble about that. Now Dabble gets up to his feet right out on the edge of the mat, spins away, and is going to get an escape.
So 4-1 right now with a minute and 15 seconds left in the second period, both on their feet. Oh, Shaka tries to go underneath. It's tied up with Dabble, but he's trying to turn the corner.
Dabble's got a hold of that inside leg, just stopping Holland from getting around to get an ankle hook. If he can get that ankle hooked, he'd be awarded the 2 points, but Dabble hanging on for dear life underneath. Holland tries to bring him up and over. That's a stalemate.
Well, we'll get a fresh start.
45 seconds to go here, second period.
Oh, Dabble shoots in. Holland Strother catches one side with an underhook. Now he goes down for an ankle pick on the other side. Still with the underhook. Now they break apart. Holland a lot taller than his opponent, Dabble.
Both guys just kind of in a wrist tie here. Dabble tries to reach for a single, and Holland gets him down underneath. Trying to run a butcher on him right here. He's got both arms wrapped.
Yeah, they're going to run out of time, though. It's the end of the second period. So still 4-1. This period will be Holland's choice. And he chooses down, looks over as he coaches, and they say down. See what he does off the whistle. Oh, we're working
tries to
on
get a switch there, but doesn't quite get it around the corner, and Dabble brings him back to his base. Well, he had Dabble pretty high in his shoulders here.
Yeah. Dabble with the deep waist and trying to get his head in Jocker's armpit in the
Holland gets to his feet and spins around and gets away. Gets a 1 point escape.
5-1. Minute 30 left in the match. Team score, Pequot Lakes 11 and Team United 6.
Holland shoots a nice double there. Didn't quite get it.
No.
There again, credit Dabble. Oh, Dabble tries to catch him in a headlock. Holland reached around, kind of gave him a body lock and opened up for that headlock, but he's Dabble's really got that headlock cranked, and he is forcing it. Ooh, he just about rocked Holland over onto his hip. Now Holland comes around, pops his head out of there, and gets the 2-point takedown.
7-1 with 50 seconds left in the match.
Now he's riding the left side. He's got the leg in, trying to knock Dabble off his base. Dabble's going to get warned for stalling. He just kind of bellied out and put his hands out, trying not to get turned, not trying to get out of there necessarily. So the official wants to see him move or make him progress.
Well, he's got 20 seconds left. If he can get a two-point near fall, it would give him a major decision.
He's got the cradle locked up, trying to bring Dabble over. Dabble's got a leg hooked, though, stopping Holland. Now he loses the grip.
Under 10 seconds.
Goes back up around the house. Head trying to lock something up. Goes for the ball and chain. He's got the ankle hook, but Dabble's going to just block that off.
7-1, Holland Shocker, and that's a three-point decision, putting Team United within 2 points. Now 9-11 in favor of Pequot Lakes. We'll take this break. We'll be back at 132-pound weight class after this.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Back here, we have Dan Gullickson out at 132 against Sean Kilpatrick. He is 25-15.
Oh, Dan just shot down. Kilpatrick made a half shot. Dan stuffed his head and then went underneath and just kind of did a knee pick and just got Kilpatrick out of off balance and takes him down for a nice two-point takedown.
Got him flat on his belly, trying to go across his face. Now he goes into a near side cradle situation. Kilpatrick just sprawling out, keeping long. He can.
Dan's got a deep wrist tie there, trying to just get a cheap, quick 2-point tilt or something. There's already going to be warning on the bottom here for stalling on Kilpatrick, just basing out.
Yeah, that's all he's doing is playing on his belly and putting his arms out so he can't get an arm bar or across the base.
He was just hanging on to Dan's wrist, wouldn't let him do anything with it. So, called for the stalling.
Yeah.
Dan trying to get a crossface on and cradle Kilpatrick up. Kilpatrick gets back up to his knees, so
short time left. The end of the first period.
Should be Kilpatrick's choice here.
He deferred, and Dan chooses down to start the second period. Kilpatrick riding over on the left side off the whistle. Dan stands up, turns into him.
Kilpatrick just drops down into a high single. Now he's
kicking his leg out of there. Gets the escape. Yep.
3-0. Excuse me. Kilpatrick tries to shoot in on a single. Dan just pops his head down. Now he's going to try and go around the corner. Got him in a front headlock here. Oh, does that just
very
quick.
Nice.
Just
five to nothing now.
Pushed Kilpatrick's head down and just spun around real quick. Didn't have a chance to stop him. Breaks him flat on the mat. Trying to run that arm bar in there. Kilpatrick's just kind of keeping his head down. There's going to be a warning on Dan. He had the arm bar in, trying to run him around the corner. So, I don't know if the official held up the wrong wrist there or what, but, wow. How can you get a warning for stalling when you got an arm bar on, you're trying to run it?
So Patrick, he tries to stand up, but Dan drives him right down into the mat again. Trying to get some hands underneath, but the Blackman's just holding on to his wrist.
He's just balling up underneath with his hands and not letting Dan do anything, so. There was there's no points awarded for that stalling, but it's
30 seconds left in the second period. Kilpatrick's done a pretty good job of not getting turned.
Yep, flattening out. The official maybe needs to make him open up a little bit so Dan can get some stuff done, but he has not even tried to get to his feet necessarily, just kind of crawling around and grabbing hands.
Under 10 seconds, and it'll be Dan's turn to go down or neutral, leading 5-0 after two periods.
Bill Patrick will get his choice here. Oh, we got a little blood time or something for Dan. Stepping or kind of wiping it up with their shoe there for a little bit, and then they called the coaches to come out and get it a little better. Must not be too much on the mat, but.
And wrestling resumes. It'll be still 5-0.
I did not see if Kilpatrick made his choice of where he wants to go yet, or the official made him declare, because they were both in the center circle. But here they come. Dan comes walking back out. The official.
Dan chooses down.
It's a good whistle. Gets up to his feet. Tried a little switch on the way up, and then Kilpatrick just pulled it, or let him come up to his feet, but then brought him back down to the mat. Right now, just hanging onto a deep waist, sitting on that near side ankle. Dan clears that. Now he does a short sit out and spins out of it.
Gets the escape. 6-0. Now he's trying to pull that wrist in, that far wrist in.
Oh, there he gets it. He gets good cross face on there. He's trying to get the far side cradle on, but not able to get Kilpatrick quite balled up yet. I don't know. I think he might have it. Or one more turn here. He's got to be close to getting that cradle locked up. Kilpatrick's doing everything in his power to not let him grab hands here.
Quite a bit longer, taller than Dan. Under a minute left in the match. He does have an 8-0, so it would be a team point right now. But he would like more.
6-0, right, yeah. He needs to turn him one more time here somehow. Okay. And Dan is trying for all he's worth. No official, no more warnings given out, so he's not forcing. There's going to be a warning right there. And 1 point for Dan.
Yeah. Oh, it was 8, and now it's 9-0.
Did I miss?
If I'm looking at the right match, yeah.
Yep, they got it 9. I must have missed a quick two-pointer in there or something.
Well, reversal, I suppose. I don't.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay.
No point for stalling. So, yeah, he does have a major right now, so he's just got to hang on to that. Make sure he keeps it at this score.
Under 10 seconds left.
Nice match by Dan here. Getting the team an extra team point here.
You know, those are so important. If you save a team point or gain a team point, and we've had one of each here already. Eli Olson saving a team point, and Dan Dunlickson earning a team point. I'm assuming Cameron.
Sasser?
No. Trying to zero in here. Yep.
I don't have the Pequod Lakes wrestler's name up on the board yet.
Grant Thompson.
Grant Thompson at 138 as a senior with a 9-12 record. No points yet in the Sather match.
Well, guys, just in the front head tie here, just kind of trying to figure out what they want to try and do.
Well, we got a freshman against a senior. Freshman's got a much better record.
Cameron shoots in on a nice little low single, just about catches Thompson, but Thompson blocks it out. Now
back
Cameron goes back down to that single.
Yep.
Got Thompson up, hopping around on 1 foot. He's trying to drag him back into the middle of the mat. Does the turnaround sweep, takes him down, and gets the two-point takedown.
There you go. Boy, he stayed with that nice. Thompson almost got away once, and he went back at it and picked it up in the air and then tripped him down.
Yeah, he didn't panic while he had that foot way up in the air as Thompson's hopping around. Just took his time, made sure he got in the right position, and then drug him down around the corner. Nice two-point takedown. Riding a little high on Thompson right here, trying to... He's got a double wrist right on inside both armpits, so yeah, he's not in a bad spot, but he's putting a lot of pressure on Thompson. Thompson gets to his feet. Cameron picks him up, brings him down.
Then it falls on his hips, but he spins around and he gains control as the first period comes to an end.
Recovered from that, yep. So 2-0.
Nice job.
Yeah, it should be Cameron's choice here.
And
got a little blood right here too or something.
Yeah.
He was having a little issues in the last match too.
The Team United ahead now by the score of 13-11. And we got Cameron ahead here in the his match 2-0 after the first period.
Ready to start here, second period. Cameron on top. Their camera probably deferred. And
yep. Ooh,
Cameron's got to be careful. Or Cameron's going to come up with a couple easy near fall points there. Or not easy. That was actually pretty scary. But he was rocked up high, but able to keep Thompson there and pull out 2-point near fall.
Yep. It exposed his back there for a while.
He did.
And they kind of end up same position again.
Hey, Thompson's kind of got the Peterson on Cameron. Cameron's just scrambling for dear life, comes around and hooks a leg. But he's awful high on Thompson right here, trying to break him down to his hip. Now he gets back and kind of recovers, gets a leg hooked. So 4-0 with 1:05 to go here in the second period. Now Thompson comes out the back door a little bit. Cameron's got him still in the front headlock. Thompson's trying to come up. And Cameron throws him down on a hip toss, and he's got him on his back. A lot of time, 50 seconds to go here. Thompson gets an arm through and slides back to his belly. So
and Cameron got a 2-point near fall out of that. Leading now 7-6-0. Cameron trying to get an armbar back.
It was a good scramble by Cameron. Thompson was up on his feet and was almost ready to tilt Cameron, and Cameron just grabbed that chin and did a little hip toss. Now he, right out on the edge of the mat, just pulls him out and they roll out of bounds.
17 seconds left in the second period.
Looks over the corner, going to get a little more blood cleaned up again. Getting the Pequot Lakes kid cleaned up a little bit. Must have got a little bit on him, or he's bleeding a little bit also. Now they're putting a plug in him too, so both of them with bloody noses here.
This time of the year, it happens a lot. Cutting weight in the dry air.
And kids wrestling their hearts out.
Yep.
I mean, they're sticking their nose in there and wrestling with their face, whatever it takes, so it happens. Ready to go here again. Cameron gets on top. Off the whistle, Thompson stands up, tries to step around behind Cameron. Cameron gives a lift, brings him back down to the mat.
This time runs out of the second period. It'll be Cameron's choice.
6-0. He's going to choose down.
Off the whistle, Cameron stands up. Thompson goes for that leg. He has Cameron hopping around on one leg, but Cameron kicks out of there and gets the escape, leading now 7-0.
Takedown would be huge right here.
Sure would.
And if he can keep him on the mat, that's another team point. And I'm sure Cameron's aware of that.
Well, he's had a good year as a ninth grader.
Yes, he has. Both wrestlers break apart, go back to the middle of the mat. Minute 10 to go here in the third period. Cameron gets around Thompson, does not have him down to the mat yet, and is going to be awarded because Thompson went down and touched the mat. So leading 9-0 right now.
Just yep. Under a minute.
Thompson broke down flat. We're going to break for blood again. Cameron leading 9-0, so got a major right here if he can hold on to this. It's another big team point. Already back out on the mat, ready to go.
Got the plug in.
Thompson gets set ref's position. Cameron gets on the right side, right off the whistle, reaches across to a far ankle and just busts him down to his stomach. Oh, now he throws in a deep crossface, and they're going to stop it for blood again. Oh man, he had a dandy crossface in on Thompson. He was going for the far side cradle. Did not get his hands hooked up, and the official stopped it. I think it might have been blood out of Thompson there. I'm not sure, because Cameron went over and they just stood there and talked. So off the whistle, Thompson tries a short little sit-out. Cameron comes around, follows, trying to break him down flat, keep him to the mat.
Down to a minute and a half left in the match. No, just 30
yeah,
seconds.
30 seconds.
Now it's down to 20.
Cameron puts him on his back. Thompson scrambles out of that, but Cameron's still got an arm behind his back with a kind of a short half on, trying to get him to his back. Great place to sit, because pretty hard to score points when you're just trying to get off your back.
And that's how the time runs out.
Well, he's going to win by a 9-0 score, giving United another extra team point, so 17
to
United
11.
To 11, Pequot Lakes.
We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 145-pound weight class after this.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number 2 diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
At Larson Brothers Concrete, they're looking for a truck driver for the upcoming season. The job includes hauling with their triaxle, quad, and side dump. You'll be home every night. They're flexible with your schedule to work around planting and harvest or other commitments you may have. Call Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick, 507-920-8454, at Larson Brothers Concrete, serving all of our Q92 listening area.
Okay, back here at the Excel Energy Center. It's Xander Clausen going up against Junior Barty Roll, 23-17 record.
Right out on the edge of the mat. Xander just about had him taken down, but they went around in a circle and slid out of bounds. So fresh start in the middle.
So with the Dan Gunnickson and Cameron Sather picking up an additional team point with majors that really helped Team United.
Both wins 9-0. Two extra points for the team, which is huge. Xander in the middle just kind of head fighting with Rule, trying to get inside each other. Break apart. Xander doesn't like being in them tie positions. He likes touching and going, and right there he snapped Rule down with a pretty good head snap there, and now they break apart again. Just trying to find that one step or that opening that your opponent's taken. There he shoots in underneath Rule, but old Rule comes up and tries to throw him in a headlock. Xander gets behind him, takes him down.
Yep.
Xander did that shot, and as he was coming up, Rule tried to catch him in a headlock, and that wasn't going to happen, so Xander just hip-tossed him down, and they step out of bounds here. Xander leading 2-0 with just a second to go here in the first period. We'll take a 2-0 lead into the second period. Should have been Xander's choice, and he's going to choose down. Off the whistle, does a nice quick movement out of there, just tries to stand up and gets all forward. Up on one leg, Rule just pulling him around. And that probably should be warned for stalling, but no warning there or nothing. He had just one of Xander's legs and kind of bounced him right out of bounds, so he's supposed to try and take him down. Didn't happen.
Here's Xander up on his legs again now, working the hand control and getting away.
Three to zero right here.
30 seconds left in the first period.
Both guys just tied up in the middle, kind of trying to feel each other out and see what they can do. Rule tries to get it in on a head tie on Xander, and he just throws him by. Now Rule goes down underneath. Xander gets him trapped underneath, trying to get around that corner.
1 minute left in the period, second period. See if we can chuck him by. Go. Push him one way and go around the other way.
Had him in that front head tie for quite a while, but the official didn't like the look of that, so he just broke it, called stalemate.
Yeah.
Get him back, fresh start on their feet. Neither wrestler could really advance on it, so it's a good call. Rule tries a duck under on Xander, and Xander just steps through that.
Under 30 seconds left in the period. Still 3-0. Team United holding on to a 17-11 lead.
Rule tries a little short single, and Xander kind of countered that with the same thing, and they both kind of just stepped out of bounds.
That's all.
Right out on the edge, and
that's all it's going to end. So another 3 points here for... Oh,
still. Third period.
Yeah, third period.
2 minutes ahead of myself.
Rule is going to choose neutral here.
Xander gives.
Does a power head snap there. He's got Rule going every direction he could, but credit Rule there for keeping up, because usually Xander gets people in that position. He's right, left, and finally gets around behind, but Rule is able to keep up and counter everything. So taking a 3-0 lead into the third period here. Rule tries grabbing on, and Xander just throws his arm by. Should have went for a high single there, the way he had Rule off balance. Might feel at it on the next one, too.
Working hard at pushing Rule's head.
Oh, there he shoots in.
Shoots in for a nice double. And,
oh, Rule's got a couple of knee braces on, and he made a goofy step there. Xander kind of caught one leg and kind of tried to throw him to the side. And I don't know if Rule came down and his leg just wrong, but he never got back up. He just dropped. Xander didn't even try and get on him. So we got injury time out. Let's see what comes up with this.
That athletic trainer out there with him.
Xander over talking to United coaches. There was nothing that he did illegally. No. It was just that's pressure. When you're trying to push back on a guy, you've got pressure on your knees and things pop. Yeah. Rule getting up on his feet. Looks like he's walking pretty good here.
Yeah, he is. So, we'll resume.
Xander comes back into the
1:02 left in the third period, so 3-0, Xander Clausen.
And they're back at it here.
Got to remember, Xander's a 38-pounder wrestling 145, so a little bit small compared to Rule.
Rule tries to shoot in underneath Xander. Xander has not been warned for anything, so he's just can play the game here. Doesn't need to score any more points, but we'll take more points just to make it easier.
Right.
Yeah, Rule's got a force issue, and that's usually good for Xander because they're coming after. And he's very good at getting underneath people, and they go out of bounds again.
With 25 seconds left in the match.
Rule comes in with a deep underhook and tries to probably trying to throw Xander, which is not going to happen either. Xander breaks away. Rule keeps reaching in, and Xander throws the arm over his head back into the center circle. Just staying busy.
3-2-1. And a victory for Xander Clausen. 3-0, making the team score now. Team United 20. And Pequot Lakes 11. We'll take this break. We're back at the 152-pound weight class after this.
Appleton Area Health is committed to providing high-quality, specialized health care. From primary care and behavioral health to wound care and general surgery, our experienced staff offers personalized care to meet your family's needs. We're eager to get to know you, to understand your history and concerns, and to build a relationship so that we can provide the exceptional care you deserve. Appleton Area Health, exceptional service, trusted care.
Big Stone Therapies is dedicated in providing excellence in rehabilitation services by optimizing health and function for families, businesses within their communities through caring hands and hands-on healing. Our clinics in Madison and Appleton are proud of the United wrestlers that they are participating at the state tournament and are humbled to have been able to work with several of them through our athletic training services and sports rehab programs. Big Stone Therapies doesn't just treat athletes. We also specialize in treatments of concussion, chronic pain, pelvic health, cognition, memory, pediatrics, lymphedema, myofascial release, speech, and many other conditions. If you want to know more about these treatments, call our clinics at Madison 698-7162 or Appleton 289-8503.
Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Ethan Morovitz against Ethan Abraham. Abraham, a junior.
Oh, Ethan tries to stand up, but they both step out of bounds. Right, they were right on the outside circle. Abraham tries to throw a cradle on Ethan, and they step out of bounds, so that looked pretty tight.
Abraham, a junior, with a 34-2 record. Senior, 31 wins himself. We've talked all season long about how much he's improved throughout the since last year and throughout this season. Oh,
Abraham's got the near side cradle on him and brings Ethan over, and there's the fall.
Wow.
Oh, that was tight.
Well, that's 3 minutes and 10 seconds. That gets Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, back in the thing. 20-17, Team United ahead at this point, going into 170 pounds.
Let's see. They've got a couple of people with warm-ups off over there, just playing the game. Whoever's got to check in first.
Looks like Noah Meyer coming out for Team United.
Earl Stockman.
Well, here he is. He's a sophomore as well, 24-8.
Gets a quick takedown here. He's got Noah down. Got a deep armbar with the far wrist trap, trying to run around the corner. Noah's doing a good job of blocking that off and just keeps sliding his hips around. He does have Stockman's one ankle trap, so Stockman can't get out front. Really apply a lot of pressure to this pin combination.
Right on the edge of the mat. Oh, Stockman trying to... Oh, nice job by Noel getting back to his feet.
Yep, swings his arm out of there, and Stockman loses. He tries to go from the armbar to a half, and Noah just whipped his arm around and got it out of there and got back to his base.
Yep. Pretty close to exposing his back, but he did a nice job of getting out of there. And they go off the mat, and just 2-0.
40 seconds to go here, first period. Off the whistle, Stockman chops and jams Noah down to his stomach. Oh, comes across with a stiff cross face. Now reaches across, wraps up the far wrist. Noah's going to get warned for stalling already. No points or nothing. That's the first one, but hasn't been able to get up off his base or off his belly, so the official wants to see advance there. He gets up to his base, starts to grab wrists. Stockman brings him back down. Now Noel gets back up.
Short time left. There's the end of the first period, just 2-0. Choice goes to Stockman, and Noah chooses neutral. Stockman did a nice duck under and got that takedown. The leading 4-0. Now he's going to let Meyer go, leading 4-1. He's gotten Stockman's gotten a couple nice takedowns on Noah. I tried to go underneath once again.
Just shucks Noah's head down, trying to get around the corner. Noah's got a hold of a single. Noah kind of initiated that shot. Shot in for a single and couldn't quite get it. And Stockman went around and got another 2-point takedown.
Leading all 6-1. The minute 12 left in the second period.
Throws in another stiff crossface, trying to get that butcher. Noah peels that handoff. Getting back up to his base here. Stockman breaks him back down. There's been a lot of riding that hasn't been off to the side, but here again, Stockman just sitting right in between Noah's ankles.
Noah trying to sit out.
Noah gets warned for stalling again, and Stockman's going to get one more point.
Making it 7-1, 30 seconds left in the second period.
He's sitting wrapped up on one ankle right here. Not getting off to the side. It's hard to get away from somebody that's got a wrist and an ankle wrapped up. His second official should be seeing that, but now Stockman goes way up front trying to just run a power half over on Noah. Breaks him back down, gets an armbar in on the left side. Noah's doing a good job of keeping up, and that's going to run the timeout for the second period, so 7-0 going into the third period.
7-1.
7-1, yeah. Excuse me.
That's okay. And they're going to start on their feet again.
Stockman chose neutral.
Well, he's got three takedowns. So I guess that's a choice to his advantage. He pushed down on that head. Noah, that's happened once or twice before, and Noah got out of there.
Noah's doing a good job of keeping hand control there. He had a hold of Stockman's wrist and not letting him go, and now Stockman just snaps him down and gets another takedown.
Noah initiated that move.
So 9-1.
Driving in there. So Noah, if he can get an escape or reversal, can avoid a team point. Because right now it would be an additional team point for Pequot Lakes. And actually would put them in the lead.
So right here, he's got a deep armbar on Noah, cranking hard up top. Noah's doing a great job and just not going to go over. He is right on the bubble, and there Stockman gets him turned over. I don't think there's much time left here.
50 seconds.
Oh, there is. I was thinking it was 20 seconds. He does have Noah on his back right here. Noah's fighting for everything he's worth.
He sure is.
Great bridge right here.
35 seconds left.
Stockman cranking down as tight as he can, and Noah's bridging out. And there's the call.
At 5 minutes and 44 seconds, that puts Peacock Lakes back in the lead after 160 pounds. By the score of 23-20. And keep it right here for the 70-pound match.
Mason Peterson coming out.
Mason Peterson and Trey Chogalugbegi, a senior with a 34-6 record, and he's got Peterson taken down and got him on his back. He's going to have some back points.
Well, Mason gets off his back. Good battle. Going to give up a 5-point move there, but still alive. Oh, he's got that half in. He's got Mason's shoulder way up over the top. Now he turns him over again. Mason fights off that, gets back to his belly. I don't think there was any, there was going to be a two-point near fall on that. Did not see the official make those two quick counts. And somebody's bleeding.
Yeah.
Mason must be bleeding.
Get the spelling on that?
I think so. Tekken Hogan takes up the whole box, that's for sure. All right, Mason's already cleaned up and back out there. He'll be in the down position here. Tekken Hogan gets on top.
Rich Peterson down. Trying to get that arm bar back. And then he goes across his back and trying to reach for that opposite wrist of Peterson's.
Mason reaches across and grabs his own wrist, that arm bar, trying to peel his shoulder out of there. Oh, he's cranking on that shoulder pretty hard.
Yeah.
Doing a great job of keeping that other arm from getting caught. Hooks onto Tekkenhagen's leg as Tekkenhagen's trying to take him over. The officials both looking at that shoulder, not calling anything. Man, they got that thing extended up over the top.
Short time, but under 10 seconds.
There, he's finally counting. He does have Mason.
Okay, that's the end of the series. 3-point near fall.
3-point near fall.
Leading now 10 to nothing.
Did not see whose choice there. It's Mason's choice, I believe, and he chose neutral.
Yep.
Tekkenhagen comes in, tries to throw a headlock. It's not a good headlock. Mason fights that off. Now he's got a single on Tekkenhagen. Trying to pick that up. Giving up quite a few pounds here, Mason is.
Yep.
They're playing the game with the jump, so he's going to get another 2-point takedown, and he's getting some near fall points here. He has Mason balled up in a cradle. I did not see if the official got over there and got any calls or any near fall points.
12 to nothing right now.
No near fall on that one. Mason did a good job of blocking that off. Another blood stoppage for a few seconds. Mason runs over. They get it cleaned up and back out there. Off the whistle, Tekkenhagen just comes over the top and tries to grab wrists on Mason here. Mason fighting to get out of there. Oh, he had Tekkenhagen high there for a little bit. Now Tekkenhagen sticks the leg in on the right side of Mason and just stretching him out. Power half. Mason's going to get one for stalling here. Seconds to go here, second period.
Oh, he's got him on his back again.
He's getting more near fall out of it. I don't know, made a 3-count or 5-count.
That'll be a tech fall. So, tech fall 15 to nothing at the 3:25 mark. In a sense here, Mason Peterson saved a team point, as we're up to 182 pounds now, and I'm assuming Holt Larson will be coming out for that.
Yep. Waiting on to see who Holt wrestles here. They don't have it up on the board yet. But
got a 70-pounder in Goodard, and they got a Berkey at 182, just a sophomore.
Holt comes out and throws a headlock on
Berkey.
And there's the fall.
Thank you.
Paxton Goodhart.
Yeah, Goodhart. And it was a quick pin. It was probably about 25 seconds. So that'll put Team United back in it, trailing now by the score of 28 for Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, and Team United with 26, 2 points down.
And they called it a 15-second fall.
Okay.
So 95, we got Parker Boffin coming out.
Yep. See who they got. Colin
Corbin Knapp.
Yeah. A senior with 37 wins. .195, 37-3.
Does a little arm drag on Parker and then gets into a single. Parker up on one leg, bouncing around, and then Knapp switches to a double. No points have been awarded yet, I don't believe. Now he gets around and gets a 2-point takedown. Took a little while for Knapp to get around that corner. Parker was countering it a little bit and then finally got there. Riding hard on the right side here, reaching across, got a cross face, or it's through underneath the armpit.
This and two more. Yeah, 2-point lead right now for Pequot Lakes.
Knapp has a deep waist on Parker, grabbing the far wrist. He's got an arm bar in there, trying to run a tilt, but they're right out on the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. So, fresh start for Parker here. Back to the middle.
Basically the same size. Parker might be a little taller.
Yep. Knapp gets on the right side. I'm going to be a caution here
on him.
A little too deep with the hand on the belly, so...
Parker tries to stand up right away, and Knapp breaking him down.
Get a good whistle, but yeah, Knapp caught him and brought him back to the mat. Got him sprawled out right here. Staying parallel on top of Parker, though. Parker's trying to get up to his base. It's hard to do when you got a guy laying parallel with an ankle hook.
Down to a minute left in the game.
Parker scooting out to the side. At the end of the first period, Parker's choice, he defers, and Knapp is going to choose neutral. So just 2-0.
Yep.
Parker steps in, gets a deep underhook on Knapp here, trying to set it up. He likes the throws. Oh, then he shoots in on a nice high single. Knapp just goes around and gets a 2-point takedown. Parker got in so deep that he kind of almost shot by Knapp. Knapp comes up with a 2-point takedown regardless, and they're right onto the edge of the mat, out of bounds. So fresh start for Parker. It's something different than he did on the last whistle. Off the whistle, he just kind of takes a crawl step forward, and Knapp follows and breaks him flat, trying to dig in an armbar. Has a wrist trapped underneath. You can tell the matches are getting closer to the end. The crowd is getting a little more intense.
Yeah.
Everybody's got some good duels going on. 23-19, 30-37. So, yeah, some good scores going here, and people are getting excited.
Under a minute left in the Boffin match.
He's got the far wrist and an arm bar on Parker, trying to bring him over. Parker doing a good job of blocking it.
Now he's got him broke down onto the mat, trying to take Parker over. Parker's fighting hard. He tries to kick through it, but gets put on his back. Going to be some near fall here. Not a lot of time. There is a lot. How much time is it on?
25 seconds.
Okay. He gets a three-point near fall on Parker there.
Now in the 10 seconds.
7-0. Right out on the edge of the mat.
And that's how the second period ends.
It's going to be Parker's choice. He deferred. He's going to go neutral.
Yeah, he's been trying to get in there on those underhooks.
But, he comes pressuring in, tries to set up Knapp on that hip toss again, but obviously they saw that on the last match, and Knapp just stayed in tight, went down and got a double leg takedown on Parker.
Now it's a major decision, 9-0.
Parker's going to get warned for stalling here underneath, just sitting there, they say. Reaches back, tries to grab the front leg of Knapp to bring him over the top. Now he steps up and gets away.
10-1. Minute 15 and counting left in the match. Knapp in there on a carry. Switches to a single leg. And don't take down yet. Parker on his hips.
Hanging on to Knapp's waist. Open for a stalemate here. Now Knapp breaks the hold and gets a two-point takedown.
Yep. So 12-1.
Breaks Parker back down.
With under 40 seconds left in the match.
Parker needs to... get out of here, get a reversal or something, try and keep this to a regular decision, but Knapp is a very strong young man, obviously. He's just kept Parker down to the mat. He's got him broke flat again with an armbar on. It's not going to let Parker get to his feet, which is where he does his dangerous stuff. So,
and that's all it's going to end with a four-point decision for Knapp, making the team score now 32-26. We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 220 weight class after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Minnesotans have been using ethanol-blended fuels for many years, and since then, drivers here have benefited from a fuel that not only reduces our reliance on petroleum, but it's also better for our environment. Ethanol-blended fuels are safe for your car and a homegrown option that boosts Minnesota's economy. It's clear why ethanol provides better fuel choices at the pump. Learn more and find a station at betterfuel.org. Brought to you by your local Lacaparral County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs. So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. SoWearable Designs, downtown Appleton.
Take him down, and Zach's got him on his back. This is getting tight. There's the fall.
Ball at 45 seconds, tying the score at 32-32. Zach DeBeer. So... we go to heavyweight.
Oh, Brady's ready for this one. He's been
having a good day.
He's been waiting for this one to make his comeback.
Yep. Zach Kabir just pinned Peyton Scott in 45 seconds, and the match is all knotted up at 32 apiece.
And their heavyweight looks light. Their heavyweight looks kind of small. We haven't got his name up yet here, but
Riley Peters is the only guy on the...
Riley Peters?
Yeah, only guy left on the roster, and he's 33-8 on the season.
Wow. He doesn't look that big, but that doesn't always mean anything.
Well,
crowd is getting nuts. Every United fan is on their feet. Up in the stands, pretty exciting here, trying to cheer on Brady, get him going. I think Brady's going to be just a little more careful. He stepped into a couple of things that he might have done earlier that got him in some trouble, but he's wrestled well, and he's wrestled with a lot of confidence. So,
down a minute in the first period. Two big heavyweights.
Comes down to the big boys.
Yeah. Well, I know Brady's been used to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Been put in that position, and probably his opponent as well.
Multiple times this year he's been put in that situation where you need at least a win. There's been times where he needs a pin. Well, here all he needs is
a win.
Simple win.
1-0 would be fine.
Would be a huge win.
We're down to the last 30 seconds in the first period.
Both guys are having a hard time getting inside each other. Well, and part of that's because neither one of them wants to risk anything right here. Oh, Scott or
Riley.
Peters steps in. Peters tries a double underhook on Brady, and Brady blocks that off by clenching his hands underneath the double underhook, and that's the end of the first period. 0-0.
Choice goes to...
Well?
Brady?
Wouldn't guess it to be any different. 32-32 and 0-0 at the end of the first period, so... These teams are well matched.
Riley Scott breaks them down, just laying parallel, as a lot of their wrestlers have.
Yes. Brady trying to get back up to his base, kicks his feet out, now coming up to his base a little bit. Got Peters fairly high on his shoulders here. Looking, trying to get his base underneath him, but Peters just hanging onto an ankle underneath there. Now Brady's getting to his base, gets back up. Peters trying to bring him back on. Crowd's yelling, Brody, Brody, Brody. So, yeah, give him a little pumped up there. Man, we got a good crowd over in the corner above our mat down there, so... Pretty fun for the kids.
Brody's sitting out.
Trying to do a short little sit out there. He's got Peters pressing down on him. Now he's trying to get up to him. Peters has been on this ankle for a long, long time. Now he stands up, drops, goes to a high single on Brody. Brody's going to get a one-point escape here.
Oh, now Peters underneath. Now Brody can spin around. He get a takedown. He's walking
breaks
around.
Him down.
He got it. Nice job. Leading now 3-0.
He doesn't have to push anything. Just keep Peters pressed to the mat. Keep busy. Reaches all the way across and throws in a far side half. Now he's trying to cradle Peters up. He loves this cradle. And as we've talked many times, he does stuff that most heavyweights don't know how to counter because they haven't been in that situation. So.
But they got to be getting a little sweaty, too, greasy.
And he's got to be a little careful. He's getting a little high here. He's just got to stay back on his hips. Keep him down on the mat.
Short time left.
10 seconds here in the second period. It will be
Peter's choice
here in the third period. But
Peter's now has been warned for stalling.
So it's going to end up 3-0. At the end of the second period, Peters is going to take up. That is absolutely perfect for Brady. He doesn't even have to get away. Just can't get turned. Like Dick said, heavyweights start getting a little slippery at this point in the match, so Brady's just got to play good defense and just grab some wrists and keep moving.
And Peter's, once again, just laying very well now.
Exactly.
How tough is it for Brody to do a push-up with somebody 260 pounds?
And now he's going to get warned for stalling.
Yeah, I know.
But, and Peters has not left his ankle. Now Brady's trying to do a little sit-out, get his legs away, but Peters goes right back to that ankle, just sitting parallel over the top of him. Now Brady's coming around, trying to get away, getting up to his base. There he gets up to his base. Good work. Just make a good, strong base here. Peters comes across with a stiff cross base. There Brady tries a little sit-out, but Peters comes around the corner and follows him. Now Brady coming to his feet.
Come on.
And Peters is just going to push him away.
Okay. Three to nothing.
4-0.
4-0, yeah. He can get taken down. He can be warned for stalling, but he can't give up 4 points.
Peters comes charging in and kind of just headbutts Brady, but he locks him up. Brady's got to be careful or doesn't want to get caught. And gets taken down. I don't know. They had stepped out of bounds.
Woo.
That was close.
34 seconds left.
Peters comes just charging in. Brady's got to keep his head very low, and if that happens again, just drop his head on that. But Peters come just charging in and kind of hit Brady right in the chin, basically, and then got a body lock on him. But they were able to get out of there. And now we got headgear issues. They're trying to get readjusted. So Peters is getting a little rest, but also so is Brady.
Yeah. 34 seconds.
He's just got to stay low and keep very, very good balance.
Both fan bases cheering on their wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh,
that whole corner down there is on their feet. One-fourth of the gym is on their feet.
Look at the teammates cheering for him.
Right.
Look at the teammates. Oh, that is a true team.
All right, here we got the headgear fixed. Back to the middle.
34 seconds.
Brady doesn't really have to do a whole lot but counter. Just not let Peters get underneath him. Keep circling. Stay on the mat. Peters is just trying to push. Not really trying to do anything. So Brady's countering that with arm locks. And he takes him down. Peters tried to headlock and just slipped by him.
But they were off the mat.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to see that circle.
Yep.
Brady shoots down underneath, gives up a takedown. Peters comes around the front, and Brady's just hanging on, and that's it. They're going to win the duel.
4-2 is the final in that, and then 35-32, Team United takes home consolation honors in Class AA. All right. Wow.
The whole team is hugging him as he comes over the corner here. The fans are on their feet. What a great night great day for the kids.
Yep.
Ran into the buzzsaw the first round, but come back and won two nice duels after that. So
for sure. Yep. Congratulations, Team United, and their coaches, and their fans.
Yeah.
So they go through the handshaking with both teams. Both teams fought very hard.
Yeah, you can't get any closer than that. Come down 32-32 at the 220-pound weight class, and the heavyweights 4-2.
Yeah.
At the last weight to make it 35-32 in favor of United. So, I mean, two very evenly matched teams in that duel, and we were fortunate enough to come out on top.
Well, Peters too tried to let Brady go when he got that takedown, but never did. Brady held on to his leg and never did get the escape. So okay. They're going to pick up the consolation championship trophy.
Hey, that's kind of cool. The official that did the one of the two officials shook a bunch of the kids' hands as he's walking off the mat. That's pretty good sportsmanship there, too. Yep.
Both teams are huddled up with their coaches. 35-32. Losing the first match.
Forty-seven eighteen.
18 winning the second, 42-30 in this one by the score of 35-32.
There they got their trophy. Held up high for the fans. Going over closer now so they can get some good picks.
Yeah.
All the kids just kind of sitting there patting each other on the back. Now they're getting down, going to get a good group picture here of the team. Get the coaches in there. A lot of fun.
Yeah. So we will have a post-game Neon Needles show and have Coach Hank Ireland up here talking about the whole day. We had some technical difficulties when we had him on here after the second match.
Right.
What happened is our batteries ran low. Called back to the station a couple times, and every time they picked up the phone, our connection went off.
Check out.
But good red light, yeah. So
United team right down in front of all the fans. They're getting a good group picture.
Oh, there'll be some memories there.
Right.
A lot of fans on the mat now too. A lot of hugs.
And kind of a neat. The team was applauding the fans.
Yeah.
If you notice that, after they got done with their picture, they all stood up and clapped for the fans for supporting them so good. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So we'll have the Neon Needles post-match show, but I know there's going to be a lot of conversation. So I think what I'll do is call back. We'll hang up and we'll call back when we're ready to do that, the interviews with the coaches and giving out the Neon Needles performers of the match. So keep that dial tuned to Q92 as we will have that sometime. If it has to be taped because of a basketball game, we'll do that. But Mike Meyer, We will hang up and then call you back when we're ready to go. If Paul is ready to do that basketball game, we can tape it, I guess. So, okay, we're going to hang up now.